Fadwa Chinogure, a 31-year-old peasant farmer, lies in a Harare hospital. His right leg is broken. His left leg has a deep stab wound. His left arm is broken, and he has heavy bruising across his back. Chinogure says his attackers were ruling ZANU-PF supporters who came just after midnight one night last week and beat him and his wife, who is also in hospital. He said ZANU-PF came into his home and accused him of being MDC and started beating him with big sticks, and they used a knife on his leg. He said they broke the window and door of his house and took away his groundnut harvest. Chinogure, who is married with two children, comes from a village about 2 hours' drive northeast of the capital. He can name his attackers, among them the local winning ZANU-PF councillor. He says after destroying his home, they took all his property, including his summer harvest, which was stacked up in a shed. Chinogure is one of hundreds of people from deep rural areas hospitalized in Harare as a result of similar attacks. Without exceptions, they say that their attackers, and they can name many of them, were local ZANU-PF political personalities, youth militia, sometimes soldiers, and groups of men calling themselves war veterans. Most of the attacks have been in the northeastern part of the country, in the Mashonaland East Province, which has been a ruling ZANU-PF stronghold since the 1970s, in the latter years of Zimbabwe's Liberation War. The best-known ZANU-PF legislator in this region is long-serving Health Minister David Parinyatwa. Numerous attempts to contact him were unsuccessful. Meanwhile, Matari in the east was also busy as people streamed into urban areas for help. Reports from independent sources in different parts of the country indicate political violence is spreading across many parts of the southeast, north, and western parts of the country. The Movement for Democratic Change says that at least 10 of its supporters have been killed, hundreds hospitalized, and about 3,000 displaced. NDC Secretary General Tendai Biti said at a press conference in South Africa that Zimbabwe resembles a war zone.
By yesterday, at least 500 people, one way or the other, had actually been hospitalized. As we sit here, hundreds of huts and houses are being built, and a case of internal refugees has developed, internally displaced people have developed in Zimbabwe.
Relatives of a 55-year-old MDC activist who was killed last week near Karoi, about 200 kilometers north of Harare, say his attackers were driving vehicles supplied by a well-known ZANU-PF politician in Mashonaland West, who is living on a confiscated white-owned farm he was given in 2003. The politician did not answer his mobile phone last week. Police spokesman Wayne Budzi-Jenner told VOA he did not know about the incident because he was off duty. There was no one else available from the police to comment. No one has been arrested in connection with any of the violence across the country. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.